Episode 93, Overcoming Setbacks.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Have you survived your weekend or wherever you are in your week? Maybe you're coming off of a big event. Maybe you're just coming up to a big win. I'm so glad you stopped by. Yes, you know, you make me excited every single time. And I'm doing this recording coming off of actually the Easter holiday. And I was like, oh, I cannot wait to talk about setbacks. And you're like, well, that's kind of depressing. Well, no, hopefully it's not. Hopefully you've had a wonderful time. Maybe you're just coming back from spring break and getting back in the swing of things. And now you're looking at your goals going, really? Well, before we go there, though, let's first say hi to everyone around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. You all are what just you give life to this community, and I love that about you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And also, real quick, some domestic beauties. Again, the website is being taken care of. We're kind of tweaking it, updating it, adding new resources. That is going to take time. So maybe by the time you hear this recording, it'll already be done. Or if you're actually listening with me on a daily basis and you're caught up with me, you're like, okay, I can be patient. So either way, thank you so much for your patience during this transition. Also, I want to hear from you. Yes, I said you. I want you to drop by createyournow.com. Very simple. And I want you to leave me a voicemail. And I want you to say, Christiane, this is what I'm looking for, or this is what I need. This is where I am in my life. Simply click on that little pink button on the side that says, send me a voicemail. I want to hear from you. You don't even have to leave your name if you want to, but if you want to, that would be great. You can leave your name. If you have a business, you can leave your business too. I want to know how I can best support you and where you're going as a mom, as a woman. Okay. It's very important to me. This is your life. I'm here just a little portion of it and hopefully adding value to your life, because that's what I pray for daily, that I am here to give you comfort, encouragement, empowerment to be the person God created you to be. Okay, I had to take a deep breath there. I am still coming off a little bit of my virus, so if I sound a little low today, that's why. I will do my best not to do any sneezing, coughing, choking, any of those hazardous things that you can do coming off of the virus. But I'm feeling great with lots of energy regardless, so I want to dive right in now. Are you ready? Okay, it's a deep dive. Let's deep dive. We are deep diving today. Overcoming setbacks. And you're like, well, what about it? Well, let's first start with Beth Brooke, because I like how she says it. I like how she puts it. Setbacks are just learning experiences. Whew. That just like totally gave me a relief. I don't know about you, but I'm just like breathing so much easier now that I know that setbacks are just learning experiences. But in the real world, a setback is like, I can't breathe anymore. You know, it's like you're being suffocated at sometimes. Sometimes it's sabotaging, whether it's self-sabotage, maybe it's sabotage from friends. You're just, oh my gosh, you don't know what to do. You're losing all oxygen. I mean, Beth gives us permission to treat it as a learning experience. Yet, we're thinking of it as all the other. You know, we're suffocating, we can't breathe anymore. That everything in our life comes to a halt just because of a setback. And how crazy is that? Okay. But we do. We, especially as women, we beat ourselves up with it. We truly do. In fact, the definition here I want to give you for setback is this: a problem that makes progress more difficult or success less likely. Okay. And you're like, yeah, I get that. Okay. But we don't want to be a setback, right? We want to keep always moving forward. We want to be, we don't even want to be necessarily the comeback kid. We just want to be on task. We want to be making progress always. We want to be the winner, okay? And if we're not winning, we want to be at least, you know, second or third, right? But we don't want to be last, because that would be a setback, right? So why is it that when we hit a wall, we hit that setback, that we usually just stop. We just stop what we're doing. We're like, oh, maybe the goal was just too much for me. Maybe I shouldn't go that far. Or, oh, I don't know. Maybe what I thought I was creating was going to be something that it was just going to come much easier. Now it's going to take this and that. And I've got to reconstruct this and I've got to do this. And then you're like, ah, where do I even begin? And now you feel like you're what? Back to square one. Well, coming off of the holidays, even coming off of spring break, some of you have a later spring break because it's done, you know, in conjunction with the Easter holiday. Wherever you are in that, some of you come with the whole expectation of the food. You're trying to eat healthy. You want to live a healthier lifestyle. Yet you went over to your in-laws and all they had was the yucky junk food. And you found yourself taking a bite of this and two bites of that and five bites of this. And the next thing you know, you felt like you ate the whole cheesecake, when in fact you really didn't. But you indulged yourself in things that you normally wouldn't do. So then you look at yourself now and reality hits. And it's now first thing in the morning, you're coming back to reality. And you're looking at yourself in the mirror going, why did you even think that you wanted to do this and take this on? Why did you even think you could even do it and take it on? Why do we beat ourselves up like that, women? Why is it that you beat yourself up? So I want to go through this. We're going to use kind of food somewhat as an example because I think it's really important. I think a lot of us find ourselves there with food. And so we're going to use it as an example, but this could be actually applied to anything. Okay. So are you ready? You can check the show notes, but I will, if you want to write this down and write your thoughts, I would so encourage that if you're available to. If you're not available, just think about it in your mind and you can come back and do it at another time. You can check the show notes or you can listen to me again and maybe gain different insight to it. Okay. So first off, okay, stop beating yourself up. Just stop it already because you do that best, don't you? Yeah. Or you wouldn't be where you are. See, it's real easy on a setback to beat ourselves up by not having that success as quick as what we think we're supposed to have. So just stop it. You need to start with love instead, okay? It's real easy that when we don't accomplish what we set out for, we want to beat ourselves up. Some people would call that, well, it's discipline. Well, maybe in some instances you need to have discipline within it. But it's not when it's negative talk or negative thought processes going in your head and you're going, oh, well, you know, everything is a negative thing. So you have to stop beating yourself up. Just stop it, okay? And I'm telling you right now to stop beating yourself up. Also, by doing that, it pushes you closer to the action that you're trying to stay away from. So if it's food, and you're like, well, you always go for the candy. You always go for that. So stop it. What do you think the next thing you're going to go for when you're stressed out, when something's happening? You're going to go for the candy. You're going to go for your sweets. So stop it already. Don't beat yourself up over it because that's the quickest thing. You are creating your own habit that when something doesn't go right, when you have a setback, this is your habit that you go into. Yeah, it's easy because it's comforting to you. For whatever reason, doesn't matter the reason right now, but it's owning it up. So stop beating yourself up. Number two, forgiveness. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Forgiveness, okay? You can't change what has happened in the past. You can't, okay? But you can choose to move forward without expectations. Now, let's go into this expectation thing here for a minute. Because, you see, expectations can set you up for failure, okay? Some can. When you set yourself up for failure, then that means you're always going backwards, okay? You're not doing anything to push yourself forward. So where you want to focus on is forgiveness, forgiving your past, forgiving your past action, okay? If you enjoyed your spring break and you had a little extra few margaritas or some drinks or extra food, some extra chips and salsa, whatever the case may be, okay, forgive yourself and move forward. Don't sit there and continue like, oh, well, you know, you were expected to do all of this and you failed at it. That's not a failure, okay? It's just a little bit of a bigger speed bump in the road. And so maybe the food and eating clean that particular week, well, it's kind of an off week, okay? Don't set, I mean, be careful on the expectations that you set on yourself, because again, expectations can set you up for failure, okay? And when you forgive, you've got to let it go. Simply let it go. We've talked about this in multiple episodes, okay? This is when I went to sing, let it go, let it go. And that really means forgiving. When you let something go, you can actually talk about it without having that emotional craziness attached to it, okay? Go back to something maybe that happened in your life that you truly have forgiven, okay? That doesn't mean you've forgotten, but when you truly forgive, you can talk about it and it doesn't have that like emotional force factor that just pulls you in and your gut turns to total like sloppy joes and butterflies and it's just bleh. It's a mess. And your stomach begins to turn inside out and you get a little bit either tense or a little bit shaky, okay? But forgiveness allows you to move forward. You're able to talk about it. So that's what you need to do. You need to forgive that you messed up on your eating over spring break. You messed up over the holidays. That's okay, all right? Because if not, you're going to stay there and you're not going to move forward. So that goal, you might as well rewrite the goal because the goal will not be met because you're stuck there. You truly haven't forgiven yourself. You're going to hit that bump all the time. Okay. Number three, prep and plan. Okay. So after you have forgiven yourself, okay, you've used in forgiveness. Now you need to prep and plan where you are. You need to relook at your goal and you need to prep and plan. Okay. Now, obviously, we're using clean eating as an example. You need to prep for that. If you don't have healthy food in your cabinetries, kind of hard to eat healthy, right? You have to prepare for it. You have to prep for that, okay? You may have to do a little bit of planning. You can't just all of a sudden on the fly go, oh, well, I want to fix salmon and quinoa and some black beans tonight and maybe with a little tang of mango salsa. Okay, that sounds fabulous, but do you have those ingredients to do that? Did you find the recipe? You need to prep and plan, okay? You need to have your snacks ready. Get rid of those tempting foods that are around you. And when your stress, you know, hits, the yucky foods won't be there for you to go to, but the good stuff that you prepped for, okay? That's what it's all there, okay? It's so important because it's very easy for us to just go in all different directions. Now, this prep and planning can happen in anything. Whatever your goal is, you need to prep and plan for that, okay? So again, we're using food as an example because it's a really big issue, but you can apply these steps to anything, all right? Okay, let's keep going. Okay, number four, execute, okay? You're gonna prep and plan, and then you need to execute that plan, all right? That means put it in motion, okay? What are you going to do? What are your next steps? So if you know that you've got junk food, maybe you need to clean out a little area of your cabinetry and put your good foods there that only you go to, that you know that's your cabinet. And whatever you have there, you can eat. And everybody else knows that, nah, that's really not for me. It's for mom. Mom goes there because she needs that right now, okay? And that's okay to say that this is my cabinet. So if you need to have extra things and, you know, the kids may like it, but you're working off of a budget, say, look, guys, I love you, but this is me. Mommy's got to work on some things for her. So whatever is in this cabinet's mama's cabinet. You can have anything else, but you can't touch this one. So you need to execute your plan. Number five. Okay. Number five. Are you ready? Write love notes. Yes. Write love notes. We talked about this too. Post-its. Okay, I love it. They're not very inexpensive. I mean, they're not real expensive. They're pretty inexpensive. That's what I meant to say, but didn't say it right the first time. Okay, they're reasonably priced. Okay, you can change them if you need to. All right, I want you to put them in all the places that you frequent. Okay, especially the stressful times. Think about that. That's in your prep and plan. Okay, you're marking off when the stress parts are, especially with food. If you're a stress eater, That's when you need to know, okay, well, this is what I normally do. I go to this place when I stress out. I go to this place. So set yourself up for success and write yourself love notes. Or if you don't like the term love notes, you can say reminders, okay? But those love notes are really, really important to you that you can go to. You want to have positive influence over the negative, stressful ones in your life, okay? And these are just gentle reminders, reminders that have already set you up for success. Remember, what you're trying to do here is to change a habit, okay? And to form a second nature habit, it takes a lot of work. And you may hit a lot of speed bumps. You may have a lot of setbacks before you get it right. But it's still, you got to move forward and you got to redefine and redirect. And you can do it. I totally, totally believe that you can. Now, this number six one, and this is our last one, is exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule is simply this. Sometimes you need an exception to the rule, okay? For example, with food, and food may be really holding you down, okay? So maybe taking that, the rules that you set up within your prep and planning, in order for you to execute, you're going to have an exception to the rule. That maybe you can't just have, you know, maybe your sweet tooth is just way too strong. So you need to kind of taper yourself off instead of going 100% cold turkey, because that's going to set yourself up for failure. So instead, you have a little piece of chocolate that's already made as a certain amount that's set in like a little snacky bag or whatever, okay? Then you have that. So maybe your first stressful situation, you're like, oh, I've got to have it. So you go and you take your little one snack bag that's available in your cupboard and you go have that one little snack. Next time, okay, maybe you do that a couple times, okay? The next time, then you bring it down to your, maybe it's more of a package of an apple. Okay, you have either sweet apples, you can buy them, believe it or not, you can buy apples already cut up. Can you believe that? So talk about having something already ready for you that you don't have to. You can get a couple of those, store them away, okay? And you can use that. So you want something sweet, but now you're having something sweet, but it's healthy for you. So you're curbing what you're doing, what you're going for. Then after that, maybe you can move to just berries. Yeah, there's your sweet treat. See, berries are great for you. What they don't have, their sugar content is different. Their sweet content is different. They taste different, okay? But as you're continuing to change your clean eating, your eating habits becoming more healthy, they'll actually begin to taste sweeter. So you don't need that chocolate anymore. You don't need that sweet apple anymore. You can have berries and eventually just lead to water. Just drinking, because you know that does the body good and that's really all you need. And then you go and you take a walk and you're fine with it. But it may take that exception to the rule to get you where you are. It's kind of a stress emergency kit, okay? That's really what you can consider the exception to the rule is for this food part, for this food example here, okay? So it just it allows you to break things down and not complicate it, okay? You can do this, and I know you can, okay? Now, these are a lot of steps. We went through it. Stop beating yourself up. So stop the beating. Forgiveness, prep and plan, execute, write love notes, exception to the rule. And you're like, this is awesome. I can so become my comeback, right? So guess what? Here you go. Here's your kiss. Redirect to a comeback. That's it. That's all you're going to do is redirect to a comeback. Now, you can use those six individualized steps, and I would so encourage you to do so. But I'd also, as you do those steps, I want you to ask yourself these questions, okay? There's three of them, the magic three. How can you redirect yourself, okay? That's a really important one, because depending upon what you're looking at for your redirection, what you're using this for, that's going to totally change the atmosphere and your prep and plan, okay? Maybe the way you look at something with your career is going to be totally something different than the way you're executing on your food, okay? Stress eating, all right? Very important. Number two, how can you redirect your thoughts? Oh, that's a hard one, that mind. Okay, that's real important. You got to have that. How can you redirect your thoughts? And number three, how can you redirect your energy? You see, setbacks are what? Are just learning experiences. But they can be such the energy zappers from us that when we have a setback, we're like, we're a done back. We're so done. We're done. We're finished. We don't want to do this. But guess what? God never gave up on you, and he's not finished with you yet. I guarantee you the best is still yet to come. Okay? So I don't want you to be worried about your setback. I want you to be the comeback. I want you to redirect to come back. Okay? You can do this. I believe in you. I pray you have an amazing week. Come on over. I want you at createyournow.com. Leave me a sweet little voicemail and say, this is where I am right now. I need this. This is what I need. That's it. Okay? This is what I need. I can't wait to hear from you. I love you so very much. You have a very blessed week. Many hugs, blessings, and lots of love. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.